20% of the offense that hasn't been installed, but they've digested what they've been given pretty good, and the execution for the most part during the course of spring relative to the situation has been very good.
As a head coach, whenever you bring in somebody doing like this, you know, I'm sure there are times where I'm looking out there, you have five wides at times, and Coach Sayers said he uses the entire field.
But right.
Does your stomach ever turn at all when you start?
Not as long as we move the football and score points. I mean, that's what it's all about. There's more than one way to do that. And the formations that Coach Taylor's brought on is really going to be a big help to us, I believe. We're going to be much more diverse formation-wise than we have been in the past several years.
Number one thing to work on between now and when they get together in
August? I've got to pitch and catch better. I've got to throw the ball better, and we've got to catch the ball better. That's going to be a big part of our offense. And the players are going to have to do a lot of that on their own this summer and get that timing down and just the chemistry of that throw game.
And you'll work in some downtime. So Hawaii again this year?
We always try to get to Hawaii and a couple other places. Yeah, we'll get some downtime. Thank you. Okay.
Where's Cooper Bateman sit right now?
Cooper Bateman. I'm a Cooper Bateman fan. I think he's a great kid. He's a mature kid. He's he's got a great attitude. I can't say enough good things about him. And it's going to be interesting this fall. I mean, he has got a shot. You know, we'll see what happens in fall camp, and we can't give three guys reps for too long. But it's certainly going to be open competition at least at the beginning.
So he'll get equal reps maybe on campus.
I don't know how we'll break the reps up, but he'll get enough. He'll get enough reps to show what he can do.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
So it's hard to measure in spring, especially the spring game.
Right.
What do you look for? What do you personally?
Well, you just look for fundamentals and techniques to improve across the board. That's the number one thing. We're not schematically trying to out-scheme each other. That's not part of spring ball. Obviously, we had to install the elements of the offense that Troy brought with him. But we're not sitting in the meeting rooms trying to scheme each other. We're trying to evaluate fundamentals and technique of every player and make every player better in that regard.
So how did you feel then about what you saw today?
Good. Yeah. I thought it was a good showing. Not real happy with the ball security. Ball was on the ground too often. And two or three interceptions. So that was a negative. But, again, that's good for the defense. I mean, the defense is creating those takeaways. So spring is so give and take because you're going against each other. But overall, I'd say it was a very good, very good, very productive spring.
Coach Holliday said he felt like the receivers from last year at this point versus this year at this point, that they were ahead of the game of where they were.
I would say that's true. Yeah, I think our receiving core has taken a step forward the last three or four years, and we've got some really good receivers coming in that aren't here yet, and that's really going to bolster that group.
So you get new coaches, new offense, lots of young kids, lots to figure out.
Yeah. We got our work cut out for us, don't we?
Well, and so how would you look at meshing all that together?
Complete rebuild on the O-line, complete rebuild in the secondary, so it's challenging, but we feel we've recruited the right way and have some good players coming up through the system. And so, you know, we'll see. I think ultimately we're going to be a pretty good football team. How soon that is, we'll find out.
I'm sorry, but do you know anything else known about Zach Moss at this time?
He's going to be okay. Worst case scenario might be a cracked bone, and, you know, 6 weeks tops. We have 6 weeks between now and when summer conditioning starts, so we expect him to be, regardless of what it is, unless it's something that is way off the charts, then he'll be ready for that first day of spring or summer conditioning.
I know taking a loan, maybe this game isn't as critical as some of the live work you guys do,
right.
But did anyone finish off their spring the right way after kind of building up and developing this?
Well, spring? I thought Julian Blackman played very well today. He's going to be a very good player in this conference. I thought Devontae Henry Cole ran the football exceptionally well, put it on the ground, though, a couple times, which can't happen. I thought Cooper Bateman, I mentioned him earlier, I thought he did some good things today. Seems like every time he gets an opportunity, something good happens.
Do you see him kind of being up with the other top two right now?
He'll get his shot. He'll get his shot in the fall. Yeah, he's earned that. I can't tell you exactly how the reps will be divided, but we're fortunate to have three good quarterbacks. It's very apparent that we have three guys that we feel good about.
How do you like the progression of the secondary?
I like it, and there's one, two, three, four guys coming that are not here yet in this recruiting class that are really going to add some talent to that group. And I think when all is said and done, that's going to be a good group, and it's going to be very, very productive for us. We're bigger and more physical in the secondary. We seem to be getting more length and height and just, we've played with some undersized guys in the past, and now we're starting to get those bigger guys back there.
Have you had a chance to review the new NCAA rules as far as hiring people close to recruits and adding a new coach to staff?
I haven't studied them extensively. They just came out the other day. In fact, I think it was yesterday. And so obviously we're going to get up to speed on that. I know we're going to have a 10th coach after the season sometime in January. I understand 2-a-days is done with, a thing of the past. So there's some significant changes. I can't tell you all the details on them. The thing I understand about someone that's connected to a prospect, he can't work for you 2 years prior or 2 years after the prospect joins you. And so there's some things that we'll be up to speed on. And like I said, though, there's some pretty significant changes.
Any ideas? I know it's early, but any idea what that new coach would be over? Anything?
Don't know who it's going to be, obviously, and I'm not sure what capacity he'll coach in. We have 9 assistants right now, 5 on O, 4 on D. That's probably 90% of the country operates that way with 5 on O and 4 on D. Do we put the 10th coach on defense? Do we go a 6th coach on offense and move a couple GAs over to help on D? Bring in a special teams coordinator? I mean, there's a lot of different things you can do. I really like the way our guys are handling the special teams right now with Justin Enna and Sharif Shah, so don't really see a big need for that. But we're going to have to think it out, think it through, and make a hire that will contribute to what we're doing.
We talked about the players kind of getting the offense down. How are you kind of getting versed in the new offense?
Oh, I'm completely schooled up in it. I've got it digested. There's certainly the subtle nuances that really make the difference that Troy has. I'm still learning those as we go. But as far as the basic premise of what we're doing and the route structures and the run game, I really like it. I think Troy's done an excellent job this spring in installing it. I really like the way he calls. He calls the game. It's called the scrimmages and obviously the red team today. And so I think we're on the right track, but we got a lot of work to do.
Were there any
first
guys
game.
Upstairs today?
Nobody. Everyone's down on the field.
Have you guys talked about how that's going to work?
Yeah. Defensively, we're going to keep Scally down. He came down in the bowl game and really had, he feels like that's where he needs to be. So we know he'll be down. I know Troy likes to be down. So that's something that's for sure. Outside of that, we'll let them decide who they're going to put up in the box.
Is there one more thing about the run game? Is there still a sense of pride within that room and within that group that, hey, we still have to live up to the standard that's been set here before?
Oh, without a doubt. Yes, running game is important to everyone in football. Not, I don't care what system you're running. If you can't run the ball effectively, everything else is very difficult. So we've got to continue to run the ball, close to 5 yards a carry. That's what our goal is. And if we can continue to be as efficient and productive in the run game, maybe not amass as many total yards because we're going to throw the ball a little bit more. But the key is when you do run, you got to run effectively.
Thanks, man.
And physically.
Was there any? Were you surprised at all by how good of a spring Devontae had?
Not at all. He's a tough kid. You could see it last fall. That's why we didn't redshirt him. He was right there waiting in the wings in case we needed him. Ended up playing a few snaps, which unfortunately burned the year of eligibility. But he's got 3 years left plus a redshirt year, and it looks like he is just about ready to be a Pac-12 contributor.
It's guys are banged up, but it should be a pretty deep room once everybody gets healthy, right?
Once we get healthy, Once we get healthy, at tight end. Right now, the tight end room and the running back room is completely depleted. Mm-hmm. But when we get these guys healthy and get the new recruits in, we should be just fine.